Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thank you for joining me and being part of my day and for allowing me to be part of yours. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's a website that's designed for you. It's there for you. It's free. There's no barrier to entry. If you've got a computer and a connection to the internet, you can find it and use it to your little heart's content. Let it help you to help you start, run, and grow your small business, and maybe even grow your small business into a big business if that's what you want. Kelly Cullen, I think, is going to be here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the Toys R Us hot toy list, and I know this is probably not politically correct, but you know, I'm not, I've never been that much of a toy shopper. When I was a kid, I liked getting toys. We all do. And when my kids were little, they got toys. They always did. And stuff like that. But I feel like that it's turning into a competition for the parents. That the Christmas shopping, and for all of us really, Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, has become a competition instead of what I think it really should be meant for, and that is just to remember people. You know, it's I look down the list of things that are on the list of the hottest toys in America to get, and you know, I don't know. They don't look like toys. They look like other stuff. Anyway, as you might probably know, many of you, those of you who've been listening to me for a while, probably know by now, and you'll certainly know it again. I'll talk about this over the holiday as we get closer to the holidays, actually probably on Christmas Day. Those around me have called me a Scrooge, not because I'm not a generous person, because I think I am. I think they think I am. I think they know I am. But because I have this thing about feeling obligated to do something for you on any particular day, especially like the holidays, like Christmas. Now, I know that, again, ladies, I know that's not a – women love Christmas, seem to love Christmas more than men do. It seems to me that they do. Not always, but in general, it seems like that's the case. And so, you know, ladies, if you don't like what I'm saying, that's, you know, this is just how I am. And the thing is that if I want you to have something, if I feel like giving something to you, I'm not going to wait to Christmas to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you right now. And I don't want to, I'm not going to wait until Christmas to give you something. If I want you to have something in October or November, I'm not going to wait 30 days and give it to you then. Just so it makes me feel better to give it to you at Christmas. Because I don't place a really high, I personally don't place a high priority on that moment, on the giving of Christmas. I like being with people. I like enjoying their company. I obviously love the gatherings and the parties and all that kind of thing. But I just think we go overboard too much. I think we just go too far with the Christmas thing. And with the giving thing, with all the different things. I mean, when I look down at someone was telling me about the lines at the toy stores to get a certain type of toy. Well, now, why do we have to have a certain type of toy? What has made us determine that my child has to have a certain type of toy? Well, because they've determined that somebody has gotten the word out that it's, you know, this is in short supply. They're only a few per store. So people are getting in line to make sure they get just those, you know, to get one of those. Well, so what? What is it about one toy over another toy that, you know, the children, do the children know the difference? You know, they probably don't. See, how many of you remember when you were a kid or even when you had your own kids and you bought them a toy and they wound up playing with the box? So when that happened, what did that say about, what did that say about you? And what did it say about the toy? And what did it say about your child? All your child wanted was something to play with. And they turns out that the colors of the box and the little plastic covering of the box was more interesting than the actual toy inside. But in your mind, in my mind, it was in my mind, for example, when I did that, that I could see how much fun that toy was going to be. And so therefore my child would have that much fun with that toy. And so I bought the toy and turns out, you know, so Kelly Cullen is here and she's going to beat me about the head and shoulders because she's not a Scrooge at all. Kelly is a little ray of Christmas sunshine, aren't you, Kelly?
I hope so.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
I was just being my little Scroogey self, Kelly.
Really?
Yeah. I was just saying that kids like to have toys. They like to have toys, but don't adults get a little out of control sometimes with trying to be competitive with gift giving of toys?
Yeah, we're always telling parents it's hard not to fall for that hype that you have to get that hot toy that's out there, and you know people go to great lengths and they look online to see if they can get it on you know all these alternative sites that are selling it at, you know, 10 times the price, and we say, you know, don't fall for that hype. There's plenty of great toys out there for kids, and you know, if you're looking for one specific toy, I'm sure there's a lot of great alternatives that are going to be just as fun for your child. And
well, like this TMX Elmo thing. I mean, I've been hearing about that. So what?
Well, the thing about TMX Elmo is he is for kids ages 18 months to about 3 years old. So,
yeah.
You know, people who have older kids that sort of hear about it and say, I have to get one, they have to remember that, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old boy or girl might not want that.
Exactly.
And also, as far as Elmo's concerned, there's a ton of great other Elmo toys.
There are a lot of other Elmo toys. Stand by, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. We'll be right back with Kelly. She's going to try to convert me, I think, after these messages. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Kelly Cullen, who is a toy expert and a mom. And that's kind of redundant, isn't it, Kelly?
I don't know about that.
No, I think moms are pretty much toy experts. I don't know why, but I didn't buy a lot of toys for my kids. My wife did. Their mother bought a lot of toys for the kids, and of course we had grandparents, so we didn't have to buy that many toys. The grandparents are out of control with toys, aren't they?
Yes. Well, you know, we always tell parents when we have big items on our hot toy list every year at Toys R Us, we say this is something to tell the grandparents about because they're going to want to pick it up for the kids. You know, but there's so many great toys out there that are educational nowadays that I know parents are you know, savvy and looking for things so that their kids are learning while they're playing. So there's a lot of great toys out there. I think maybe if that was your issue years ago, that, you know, definitely there are a lot of great toys out there today that parents can feel, you know, comfortable buying for their kids knowing that they're actually going to be learning and having fun.
Well, I guess my issue was, it becomes more about the parents than it is about the kids sometimes.
Right.
And that bugs me a little bit. And we got into that. I mean, my family got into that a little bit, and it kind of bugged me. And I think you know you've gone too far when the kids are spending more time playing with the boxes than they are with the toys. What do you think?
That happens a lot with, you know, when the kids are so little.
Right.
Sorry.
Now who is that? Who is that, Kelly?
That's Pierce Cullen.
Pierce is with us as well. How old is Pierce?
He was supposed to be sitting here quietly.
How old is Pierce?
He's 1.5.
1.5. Well, Pierce doesn't understand quiet.
Yeah.
Not yet. What kind of toys does Pierce want this year?
Well, Pierce doesn't know it yet, but he is getting a Smartville train station from VTech.
Ooh, now see, that's a great toy.
See, now he likes trains, but he's not big enough yet to have some of the Thomas the Tank Engine trains. So the VTech Smartville train station teaches colors, shapes, numbers. It sings the alphabet. It's on it's actually on the Toys R Us Hot Toy list, but I already bought one of those.
Those are great toys.
It's going to be a great toy, and then
they grow into the Thomas toy, the Thomas train. Yep. My grandsons love the Thomas trains.
They're great.
James and all. What are the different names?
Thomas, James. Oh my gosh, there's so many. There's Mike is one of them. And,
I took my grandsons to ride on a miniature or a small gauge train, a little amusement park kind of a train.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately said, "There's Thomas."
Yep, that's what my.
You know, that's a great toy.
And there's there's one train, I can't remember his name, has a front and a back. There, it's like two guys in one. And
oh, yeah.
Whenever we see a commuter train, my son always calls him that.
Push me, pull me.
You know, one of the big themes this year also is kids want to be just like mom and dad. They want to have, you know, the remote control, a cell phone, a computer. So one of my big time favorites this year is called the Nitro Notebook, and it's by VTech. But it looks like a real laptop. It's unbelievable. This one happens to be pink. But it looks just like a real laptop, but it's got learning games on it. So it has eight fun categories. They have math, science, social studies.
See, I don't want my kids to be crazy busy like me.
Well, it's a lot of fun. That's definitely a big theme. A lot of kids want to do exactly what mom and dad are doing. So that was a huge seller over the holiday weekend as well.
I bet it was. What about dolls? Do little girls have dolls now?
Yes, and Barbie is still very popular.
Really?
For the last four or five years, she's been doing her own movies. You know, they do these animated movies. So this year it's Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses. I actually turned on the TV and it was playing on a cable channel on Thanksgiving Day this year. But they've got a great 15-inch doll that little girls bring the doll home and they put on these wrist clips and then put a little ankle clip on and they can do these little ballerina moves and the Barbie doll will imitate the moves.
Right.
So the doll will dance along with the little girls. So girls still want to play with dolls. There's a great baby doll this year called Darla, who says mama and giggles and cries just like a real baby doll. Those things really never go out of style, baby dolls. You know.
What about bicycles? Are bicycles still good Christmas presents?
Definitely.
For kids?
Yeah, and that's sometimes a really big, bigger ticket item. So parents feel like Christmas really is the time for that. And, of course, Santa Claus feels the same way.
Right.
So, you know, vehicles, also those power, you know, the power wheels, the ride-on cars are very big around the holidays.
Are people buying a lot of toys online this year?
Yes. You know, it's a great way. Today actually is called Cyber Monday now.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of people get back in the office and they start shopping.
My employees are going to be shopping today. That's what you're saying.
You have to watch
apparently,
out for that,
I'm going to be hovering over them. That's right.
Definitely a lot of people like to shop, prefer to shop online. And some people just think, you know, let me get some things done online and I'll go in the store and check things out. You know, the best thing about going into a Toys R Us store is that there are people that can help you find the right toy. You know,
if you stay at home on the line, you don't get to enjoy the crowds and the pushing and the shoving, Kelly.
Well, hopefully there's no pushing and shoving this year.
Hey, Kelly, thank you for being here. Say and give Pierce a little hug for us. Hope you guys have a great holiday.
Great, thanks. Same to you, and good luck shopping.
Thanks for being. Oh yeah, thanks, Kelly Cullen, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back probably at least next year. Quick break. Right back with David Dossie. Stay with us.
That's right, to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.